Blog Talk Radio.
Break it up.
Hi, you guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and one simple rule of the evening, as you guys just heard, don't fuck with Casper the Friendly Ghost. You guys are listening to the Gummo Kids Valentine's Day edition, so happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers and unlovers and haters out there and what have you. Number to call in, of course, 805-856 2808. I do see that we have a few people in the chat room, one of which being Fishbone, as well as Lynn Alexander, LA, and Miss Panifesto's Porntastic Pun House. So welcome everybody. Thank you for calling in, of course. We're going to keep the things rolling. Got some really great tunes on deck tonight. We got some shit. We got Holographic Moon Owls coming up from the Secret Frequency crew. Also, we've got some Radiohead. A little bit of some dubstep thrown in here. We got some Jimster, Court Shorts, and then we got a little bit. I have to say that we do have a couple members of the Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All crew, Earl Sweatshirt, and of course, Sid the Kid. We'll be playing them a little bit later on in the evening. And there is a loose time machine somewhere within this tunnel. I don't know where it's at. So look out for that as well. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is close to repairs. I think what we're going to go up with next, yeah, Jimster. This is a track called Groove Jumping. And we'll be right back.
I am Margaret Palmer. I am mother-in-law's tongue wagging on windowsill. I am Tuesday morning carpool, never-ending pile of unironed dress shirts. I am vacuum cleaner, clogged in perpetual motion. I am fresh and lemony like pledge. I have the cleaning power of bleach. I am bottle of vodka hidden in toilet reservoir because nobody looks there. I am Margaret Palmer, and I know who I am. Thank you.
Word up, man. That was Jimster with Groove Jumping. That was a special dedication to Miss One Slipper LA out there in Pennsylvania, Miss Lynn Alexander. Yeah, Fishbone's got one leg, too. I didn't know that. Word. Keep things rolling. We're going to jump into a little bit of this is the kids section of the evening. Of course, number to call in, 805-856-2808. I actually just got an interesting, an interesting suggestion in the chat room here. Band out of the UK called Pod of Funk. So I'm definitely going to check them out. We might bring them on a show in the near time future. But right now, what we got coming up is Court Shorts. Little Hulk dubstep. And you guys listen to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Close to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back.
For sheer pulsating power, for mile a minute nonstop action, you can bet your greenest gamma rays nothing on earth can beat the Incredible Hulk.
The Amazing Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk will return after these messages.
Open the jawbreaker.
The powers of evil control Castle Grayskull.
Oh, yeah, Dad, what's wrong, Impel? I'll get us inside, He-Man.
Ram-Man, He-Man, and Castle Grayskull each sold separately. You have to put the castle together.
Ram-Man, use your head.
I just did.
Not that way.
We have a prisoner.
Good. Who's the prisoner?
You are, because we have the power.
Oh, no.
Ram-Man and He-Man from the Masters of the Universe collection, each sold separately. Castle Grayskull also sold separately from Mattel.
Oh, those little Keebler elves make uncommonly good cookies.
Next.
They do it magically in a hollow tree. To make these Keebler swirly cheesecakes ingenuity.
Swirl in the chocolate.
The elves swirl a river of real chocolate through delicious shortbread cookies. So there's a taste of chocolate in every bite of Swirly Q's.
Next.
In the Keebler Hollow Tree.
Where we make crackers and cookies uncommonly good.
The Amazing Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk will return after these messages.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Sir!
The shark is here. The ferociously good ice pop from Good Humor. The Good Humor shark has the great taste of natural grape and a shocking shark shape. Mmm, delicious. The Good Humor shark is waiting for you in your supermarket freezer.
Rockstar's Different in Tilbrook, Monday, live at 5.
Now return to The Amazing Spider-Man and The Incredible Hulk.
Hi, Solly. Are you clean? Do you use soap? Let me smell your wrist.
Thank you.
Washing machine number 5. This sort of rage won't be washed away. The drum hasn't beat in 2 days. A gurgling, uneven load, polished off fingerprints, sorely wiped off clues. Pipe burbling, Bermuda shorts stuff the brow of a sliced through head. A knitted shawl falls undone.
All right, that was Court Shorts, a little bit of Hulk dubstep. Evil, evil stuff.
Evil!
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep things rocking, man. I love this next track coming up, Secret Frequency Crew. This is a little song called Holographic Moon Owls. And, yeah, we're going to do that. Big shout-out to guest 14149 in the chat room. I do see you there. Appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with us. Dracodian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and hey, you know what? We'll always be back. right? This is your literary news feed for February 14th, 2012, and February 15th, 2012. Might be 2013. I don't know. That time machine is loose and already causing some strange occurrences inside the tunnel. But the news feed for February 15th, 2012, is brought to you, of course, by the Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your information about Draconian Vampire Tunnel shows, as well as Project U radio shows and what have you. Of course, the news feed today is about none other than Red Fez, issue number 42, is now live. You guys can go to www.redfez.net and check that out. Great people in there. Of course, we got, I believe, Chris Lawrence is the one poet that was featured in the poetry section. We also have Mick Parsons, Lynn Alexander, who is part of the Literary Underground. There's many, many more included in that, so you guys definitely go by, check out, and you can always send submissions for issue number 43, which is due out March 13th of 2012. That being said, hey, here's that time machine. Ah, I found it. Okay, let me just try to adjust this real quick. No, shit.
I will go up to the six-fingered man and say, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Promise me that. All that I have and more. Please. Offer me everything I ask for.
Anything you want.
I want my father back, you son of a bitch.
Hi, Solly. Are you clean? Do you use soap? Let me smell your wrist. Smells good.
How's it smell like?
Like fruit, like cherries.
My mom gives me cherry shampoo.
I like cherries. I put cherries in my ice cream. I like the name of cherries. You got hands like a girl?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Can I read your fortune? This big fund says you're going to be a millionaire. It says your wife's going to die in a fire.
But I don't have a wife.
Your brother ain't gonna be me.
Pick me up. He had long hair and dark sunglasses. His breath smelled like sweet tobacco and red wine. He was naked except for a terry cloth robe and dark sunglasses. He told me he was the son of God, but if I wanted, I could call him Jesus. As dusk began to fall in the schoolyard, a sign on the rooftop of the Chevy G van lit up. It said, "We deliver." He slid open the back door to a waterbed and an open box of pepperoni pizza. He cracked open an icy cold Coca-Cola and took a long sip. He said, "If you are thirsty, you can drink of me. You told me to never go with a stranger, but you told me that Jesus was my friend." He seemed like an okay guy. He let me pet his puppy. "You forgot to pick me up from school again. That's okay. Your friend Jesus gave me a ride."
All right, that was the Ramones. I want to be your girlfriend or your boyfriend. More than likely, they meant boyfriend. I'm assuming that that's what they meant. But hey, I'm not gender biased, and I don't think you should be either. Yeah, love the Ramones. You guys got to love the Ramones, especially on today, Valentine's Day of all days. So 805-856-2808 is the number. To call in, of course, if you have any requests for future shows or if you happen to have something that you'd like to read. I don't know. Lynn Alexander, who's still awake. I don't know. We're going to keep things rolling. Yeah, I got to stop crossing that green and magenta wire on that time machine because stuff could go haywire still. We're going to go with Sid the Kid. Of the Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All crew. This is the youngest clique in hip-hop right now, and in my opinion, the most innovative crew out there in music. Sid the Kid, Starfish, literally is a little kid. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we will be right back.
As we all know, the biological and social stimulation of the family leads to private reflection outside party needs. Unorthodox loyalties, which can only lead to thought crime.
from the youth are sacrificed.
There are thought criminals who maintain resistance is not real. Believe me, Winston, it's very real.
Group, take your places, please.
Several bucks built this. Dinner. I didn't think there was a single piece of meat in this, dear.
You knew this would happen.
Thank you.
January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
All right, I'm going to put this right back here and tie that. Okay. What did I do with that acetylene torch? Oh, we're back. Oh, okay. Never mind that. And that was did the kit with Starfish. And that wasn't the time machine. Haywire inside the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, which is still closed for repairs, by the way. 805-856-2808 is the number to call in. Lynn Alexander, I'm calling you out one more time. And, yeah, I'll call out Fishbone, too. I don't care. Fishbone, what's up? You know the number. You see it right there, man. Anyway, we're going to keep things rolling. Yeah, we're going to go back a little bit. This time machine thing has gotten into my head a little bit. So we're going to go back to one of my favorite tracks off of the Kid A album, Radiohead, song called Optimistic. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And you know what? Yeah, we're going to be right back.
I have a good personality. I have blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm 135 pounds, and I'm 4'10½". I have very light skin. I am considered what you would call an albino. I like men that are very sensitive, that will sit down and watch a good movie with me, won't hit on me, will love me for me. I like men that either have blonde hair, blue eyes, or black or brown hair. Actually, the eyes, it really doesn't matter. My favorite movie stars are Pamela Anderson and Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze is sexy. He's good looking. I love that man to death. I would pay money to touch him. When I was born without any toes on my feet at all. I would pick up things with the balls of my feet instead of my toes. I had trouble walking on my feet.
times X plus Y minus 5 divided by 49 plus 1 equals abracadabra. Yeah, you're listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed for Repairs. I'm Margaret Palmer, and that was a public service announcement from Math.
All right, that was Radiohead with Optimistic off the Kid A album, LP, whatever you want to call it. It's good stuff, and you should definitely go check that out. We do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to bring them on in. It's coming out of an area code 412, and you've been holding very patiently, so I do appreciate that. Of course, I do see we have other guests in the chat room, so welcome. And number to call in, and as always, 805-856-2808. Area code 412, you are live.
I'm live. What's up, Frankie? Well, it's Lynn. How are you?
L.A., Project U crew. Yeah, you didn't trick me. I knew it was you.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, see, I thought I'd sneak one past you with using the other phone.
Yes, but I am smarter than the average bear, so.
You are. You are. You're like omniscient, all-knowing, and yeah. So that public service announcement, I didn't catch mm-hmm. all of that. I mean, that was trippy.
That's some left brain stuff, and you know what? I'm a right brain thinker, so it sounds like some stuff that's way over my head when it's read. But I'm pretty sure it makes sense, and I'm not even sure I can acknowledge what you're talking about, Lynn Alexander. I think you're hearing voices.
It won't be the first time, and it won't be the last time. You know, they're tunnel voices. You know what they are? They're tunnel voices. And it's like you're either open to them or you're not, you know? And if you're not, you miss everything.
Exactly. Yeah. I think tunnel voices are a very subjective thing. It's different for each person. They hear it differently. And that can happen. That can occur. So,
happens. You gotta just roll with the tunnel. And it's always mm-hmm. closed for repairs. It's always closed. I mean,
closed for repairs. We're actually hoping that next season on DBT CRFM that we might actually be open for admission. So,
admission.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but
that
you
could
know,
be.
Once,
that could happen.
Once you open it up for admission, I mean, you know, then then it'll become populated, and it'll change the dynamic of the echoes, I think. You have all the chatter.
Interesting.
And, you know.
Yeah, the chatter boxes. But you know what? What kind of person would we be if we excluded people from using the tunnel? You know, it's a public service.
You're right.
It's a public service. You know, it's what we do out here.
No, I think open is always better. I mean, I think that, like, the fewer doors we have, you know, I think mm-hmm. I say let everybody in. Let the chatter get going. You know?
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. Lynn Alexander, do you want to hang out for just a second and do a public service and bring us a poem or something of that sort?
Oh, on the spot. You know, I always crab about the time difference in that it's 2 a.m. out here. But,
mm-hmm.
Whatever you want.
All right. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to play this just for Lynn Alexander, just because at Project U Radio, we really appreciate what they do, and they appreciate what the Draconian Vampire Tunnel does. It's a love relationship, and it is Valentine's Day. You know, sometimes I might feel a little moody, and that being said, I know that you might feel a little moody, so I'm going to play this just for you guys. This is Moody Man, or Moody Mon, either way you want to pronounce that. Black Mahogany, right here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back.
With the swiftness of a deadly cosmic ray, the Earth is invaded by indestructible moon monsters. Their ghastly mission, death for all humans. What astounding technical developments are being made to protect mankind? Robot Monster brings you an actual preview of the devastating forces of our future. Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
There is no escape from me. Very well. I will recalculate. Your death will be indescribable. Fool humans, there is no escape.
My name is Pantifesto. I went to an AA meeting today, and no, as a matter of fact, I didn't wrap my car around a tree or wake up in jail or the hospital or somewhere I couldn't find my pants. Thanks, guys, for reminding me when to say when. My name is Pantifesto, and I know how to party responsibly. And this is another public service announcement for the Draconian Vampire Tunnels is closed for repairs.
Word up. Moody Man or Moody Mon. It's two N's. I don't know. Black Mahogany, Acid, Jazz, Funk. The kids love it. The Gummo kids love it. It's Valentine's Day, and you got to give the kids what they want. They all want apocalyptic candy hearts, just like everybody else. Lynn Alexander, I have to ask you, did you get any apocalyptic candy hearts this evening, or yesterday evening, actually?
You know, actually, as a part-time job, I'm actually a writer of messages for apocalyptic candy hearts. Because, you know, I've got a thing with Apocalyptica, and, yeah, I actually, you know, like, I write things like, fuck you, and, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2012, and all kinds of, you know, grim messages so that, you know, hipsters can sit around feeding them to each other when they're, you know, standing around in the city, and they can, you know, share
they're
their...
looking too hip for the city, yeah. Looking too hip.
Yeah, you
know. Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I pen messages, you know, apocalyptic messages, you know, the, you know, side job. So, yeah. Yeah, I've had quite a few. You know, it's like a conveyor belt, you know, that I Love Lucy episode where they're, like, trying to keep up with the candy and they just start eating it. And
oh,
just
yeah.
Coming and they just start eating it.
Dump it
and,
in the apron.
Know.
Dump it in the apron.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's how we roll with the apocalyptic. Candy company, yeah.
Wow.
Getting ready, getting in the spirit. So,
I'm buying
yeah.
my Girl Scout cookies from you guys from now on. That's how that's going to work
yeah.
out. Word
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Flynn Alexander, do you happen to have any Valentine's Day gifts for our listeners out there that are listening to us now in the archives?
Well, you know what? I have a gift for the Anchovy King who's listening, and I would just like to say, you know, what's up, and thanks for hanging out with us. My gift is that I'd like to share the Tunnel Voices with them out there
Word.
In the Midwest. And yeah, so, and you know what? I was going to read something, Frankie. And it's kind of an odd thing. I mean, I don't know what you'll think of this. I'm kind of curious. I've been, like, reflecting, speaking of, like, apocalyptic things, I've been, like, reflecting about all, like, these, like, horrible things. And, like, you know, I had this, like, horrible points in my childhood, you know, with just difficult people and difficult neighbors and, you know, bad people and thinking about that. So this is Bucket Full of Sticks, which I know is, like, a wacky name, but, yeah. In school, she has to lie. It starts, the hiding. I remember these kinds of times, hiding things from the neighbor bitch with her intrusive eyes, asking why I carried around a metal bucket full of sticks. Sticks, bitch. This shit is kindling. Gonna set your house on fire. I never bitch, stayed a bitch, righteous and reminding, always whining about patio shit, umbrellas and the wiping down of appliances, collecting Dixie cups. For Mahjong night, wet and waxy, rally the electric liars waiting for the white sails of winter. Always some kind of percent off kind of thinking, driving what they'd buy, listing, neighbor bitch, standing around on the street outside, asking why there's something Hawaiian like a flip-flop flowered in my bicycle basket, why the other snapped in half, nearly new from Caldor, sent it to the sewer like a raft, and then it vanished. Rains had that way along that avenue. Her mouth was always occupied in their gaggle, the chatter of always being tired, now advice on orthodontics, stuff to do contests, and my kid will only eat bologna. Could have fooled me. I'd been feeding him dimes I stuffed in my banana seat for ice cream. It starts, the hiding. I don't want to be you, your 4 o'clock face watching Donahue. Everywhere construction, life in the development then meant wet cement and a constant excavation. Losing kickball lots to bulldozers, the ugly families that came to see the beans, then the hope for the right little girl. Everywhere construction and I'd sneak inside. Neighbor bitch, I left messages behind your tiles before you arrived. I used to pee in your suburban dream. Under a beam at the Stefellis, I wrote the hiding spot of my buried diary. If Lynn dies, come find me. Immature trees stuck like sticks, the builder dick's half-assed landscape obligation. Little sapling shits along the sticky road. His big thing, no more septic. Unlimited shit, the new revolution. Stuff like sumps filling up with runoff. Flip-flops, pollen, pesticides, suburban shit, and everything that goes with it. Bottle caps, gone. Plastic twisty ties, 8-track tape, firecracker mats. My brother was a pyro. People were getting picky then about everything in the 70s. With each new box, the builders would appease in appliances and avocado green, jagged setbacks, houses turning sideways, a monopoly mess on the shag. We looked ugly from the sky. That's it. That's it, Frankie, at 2:10 a.m. on the East Coast.
Word up. Lynn Alexander,
what's
you
up?
Kick ass. I just have to tell you that before the show, myself and Miss Lindsay Thomas got back from San Diego and literally
awesome.
Like 3 hours ago and literally put this together, and I was cursing about it, and I believe I called the computer a cocksucker at one point, and she asked me, I can get you a bologna sandwich if you want. And then you bring this poem that's got that great line in it, and wow, Lynn, it's a beautiful piece.
Oh my gosh!
I'm
going
to let
bad.
You go to bed because I know that you said it's 2:10 in the morning there. I really appreciate you hanging out with us, and man.
Oh, no, you know what? You know what? I get up early, and I, you know, I start to really unravel around this time, but, you know, I love the stuff you play. I love the music. I love all the stuff you do. So, you know what? It's worth it. You know, if there's a show to be tired for, it's definitely the Vampire Tunnel. So that's cool. So, you know,
well, this
no,
one,
and I'm glad you do it.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, and I appreciate everybody at the Literary Underground. You guys can catch Lynn Alexander, actually, in Red Fez, www.redfez.net. She actually has a nonfiction piece up there called, actually, really coolly, My Kids
oh
a Pain
my
in the
God.
Ass. I love that
piece,
by the way. Good stuff.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I'm getting a lot of, like, shit about it. People are like, you know what? Someday this is going to be, like, in a therapy session, and this is,
oh.
you're just, you know, it's not cool to rip on your kids, but you know what? How, what else can you do? They're little bastards sometimes, you know? And you
hey,
just,
you know what? I know. We're going to go right into Earl's sweatshirt. This is another kid talking about kids. My phone is about to die, so I'm going to jump right into this.
Awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Lynn, hanging out with us, and this one goes out for you. This is Earl's Sweatshirt, a song called Blade. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back.
Sweatshirt, I'm a genesis, throwing chairs, killing shit, I'm half privileged, think white and half nigger lips, tad different. Mad smart, act ignorant. Shit, I pass the class, my dad starts giving shit. But as long as our relationship is turdless, I'ma keep burning rubber and fucking these beats with burnt dip. Who that? Oh, that new coon John Cusack. The mecca button up, shout, bring woo-woo back. Hands full of coke, mouth full of crack, use that. I'll keep showing a do-rag, guess who's back? No hint, we're egging with no tint, plus it's a shotgun under the the night striker, a rider, up tying her. Nine Vikings stuck inside of the windpipe sliver. A little bit of sherm sure provokes the fucking fight in her. She started biting because I'm giving cop like it's advice to her. Take that, I'm on top like wave caps. This is grade A rap. Damo, bring that bass back, nigga.
Damo can be here, so we're just. I don't like talk.
Cubs fell on the floor, Cubs. Hey, call them policemen niggas that, like, help people when they hurt.
Hey, Cubs, one time I do. Naughty nose, youngin', mobbin' with my shirt tucked in. We'll pop a nigga in his mouth to show him I wasn't bluffin'. But things change like a Barack campaign ad. Niggas on that sneak tip, I see you clearly through these great bands. Wait, now my erections go push down the necks of holes. From next to go to flexible, bisexual, I'm thinking so. What's perplexing, know is that this adolescence flow is hotter than a motherfucking summer spin in Mexico. Cut me a mic, check and go, prepare for domination. I got more flavors than a calm doctor has patience. Cut to the race, my coming first place, respect me and catch a Nike SB to the face. And I whip so many niggas that they calling me racist. I annihilate them, my flow's amazing and gracious. And ask the motherfuckers locked up in my basement. I won't give a shit, fuck once your face is a pavement. I hate the only flatters me, who's up the baddest me, baddest me, savage on hand, I'm a balls and agony. Nobody's passing, it's fantastic, 3+1. These catastrophes, whatever we run, hun, pardon the casualties. Lyrically, you can't pass me. Past me, got slapped like a black chick's ass cheek. I'm combing the track knees, breaking niggas like bad knees. I got sweet knees, so sweet I track these. With my brainiac flows, as any as hoes know, I hit niggas plenty with low blows. So keep your eyes wide shut like a no dose. I cop dough and stay afloat when I show both niggas.
This one is for you, Whitney Houston, a duet I originally envisioned you doing with John Denver. What do you believe in? I believe in myself. I believe in my intentions. But sometimes I'm just full of crap. I believe in nothing. I believe in you and you, but not you. I believe in this, but definitely not that. I believe that I'm being hurtled on a fixed ball of unchanging concrete, flying through space at 606,700 miles per hour. I believe in the King James Version. I believe in Wikipedia. I believe in fixed paths and smooth cement. I believe in Lucky Charms and in French fries and in pentagrams. I believe in many things. I believe in the children. I believe I'm a parasite attached to a spherical being, and it's trying to shake me off.
Fuck yeah. Earl Sweatshirt, that was actually two songs. I snuck another one in there on you guys. The first one that you heard was Blade, and then that last track was actually a track called Deerskin. Earl Sweatshirt of the Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All crew. Yeah, OFWGKTA on DVTCRFM. You guys heard it here. I think we're going to close the show after that. We got so many things going on. I'm not even sure how to handle the rest of the show. I usually lay a trip on you guys at the end of every show, but tonight I think everything that needs to be said by the kids has been said. And fuck, dude. Just want to send out one more apocalyptic Candy Heart for everybody out there. This is a song called Ribbons by a band called Fortet, the number 4, T-E-T. You can hyphenate that if you feel like it. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs once and for all tonight, but we will be back next week, same time, 10 p.m. Western Standard Time, 11 p.m. Mountain, 12 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys heard it here, man. Draconian Vampire Tunnel. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Peace.